and one. The countdown to state wrestling continues here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Three Perry Blue Jays heading to Des Moines, and Caleb Olenzak getting set to make his second appearance, although this year he's a little bit more healthy than a season ago. First off, Caleb, congratulations. What a year. And we were just talking before we turned on the mic, a lot of matches this season for you. How does that benefit you when you get to a stage like you are here in Des Moines?
Well, I wrestled 54 matches this year, and I think wrestling that many, you're in shape. Last year I only wrestled 30-some, so I think having more matches, I think I'll be a little calmer. Last year I remember I was just really nervous heading into state, but this year I think I'm more prepared.
You're also more healthy this season compared to last year. You went into the postseason with a busted hand. This year, good health. How does that play a difference for you?
I think having two hands will definitely benefit me. Last year I really couldn't use my right hand at all. Had it like casted up. So this year I think it'll benefit me a lot more, and I think I'll be able to do a lot more.
Where were your points of emphasis during the off season to improve on?
Definitely getting out. I struggled at times last year to get out from underneath people. And then I've turned a lot more people this year than last year, so I really improved in those two areas.
It's been fun to watch, to see you and Zach Thompson. Zach's kind of the same way. He's done such a much better job riding this year. How do you get better at that? When it's the off season and you travel around to different camps, is that something that you put a focus on?
This year I think a lot more of it was just intensity. Like, you just need to realize that you need to ride them. Like last year I would think, okay, I can let him out and I'll take him down, but a lot of times that wasn't the case. So I think, yeah, when I would go to the camps, I went to a couple like top and bottom camps, and that really helped. And you just focus on it, you learn new moves and stuff, but at the end of the day it's like just an intensity that you have to have.
You look at all the wrestling you've done since the state tournament last year compared to this year. What's been the most beneficial camp that you've attended, as far as maybe they've taught you something that you weren't aware of, or maybe the way they instructed something that just kind of stuck with you?
Yeah, I went to a preseason camp, a couple-day preseason camp in October up at Wartburg, and it was a lot of like basic stuff, but just how they taught it to us, I think it like really stuck with me. And then there were a lot of really good partners, so I was a lot more ready this year heading into the season than I feel like I was last year.
Caleb Olenzak is our guest here on the State Wrestling Preview Show. And Caleb, if you were describing your style of wrestling to somebody who has never seen you, what would it be?
I think I would say I'm a pretty athletic wrestler. So I think I can take anyone down on our feet. I'm quick, and I don't know, I'm always attacking. I'm never like trying to stall. I just always want to score.
How is this second go around as far as the mental approach to state different from last year?
Well, I know as far as like I would look at brackets a lot last year and like try to think of all the scenarios, but this year I'm taking it one match at a time, and like you can only focus on the match that you're about to wrestle, and so I think that's the biggest focus for me.
You mentioned you have wrestled over 50 matches this year. When you go back, can you pick one that you feel has been most beneficial in ultimately achieving your long-term goal, which is a spot at the state podium?
I think when I wrestled Curtis Krager at the Ames Invitational, he was the highest ranked wrestler that I had beaten up until that point. And I've beaten numerous ranked wrestlers after that. And that just really gave me a lot of confidence, because I think he was ranked third in 1A, and I handled him. So I think that's given me a lot of confidence going into this tournament.
One thing that's always curious in the sport of wrestling, when you talk to individual talented wrestlers, they always take so much away from a loss. What did you learn from your losses this year? Because there hasn't been too many.
I think that most of my losses were close, and I was in the match. So I think that gave me confidence that I could wrestle with anyone. But then looking back at the film of my losses, I mean, there were small things that made the difference, and I just work on those, and then hopefully no more losses.
Last question for you is, what's your message to teammate Zach Stewart, who's getting set to make his first trip? It was just 12 months ago that you were getting ready for your first trip. What do you remember most, and what will you relay on?
I'll tell him that he can't worry about all the scenarios like I did. He just needs to take it one match at a time, no matter who he's wrestling, if he's beaten them before or if they're ranked number one. And don't let, like, the crowd and the nerves get to you, because, I mean, it's a big arena, and when you look around, I mean, you might get intimidated, but then you just have to focus again and go back to wrestling your style.
It's two-time Perry State wrestling qualifier Caleb Olenzak. He'll be in action along with both Zach Thompson and Zach Stewart this Thursday night, opening round session from Des Moines, right here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.